Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 94, verses 18 and 19. I cried out, I'm slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Sharing honestly and openly what God has done in our lives is incredibly powerful. The most wonderful thing about testimony is that nobody can deny it. Other people might choose to interpret our experiences differently from us, but the moment we declare our personal accounts of how we have seen God at work in our lives, they're bound to take note of what we've said. I draw the conclusion from this that we need to give one another generous opportunities to share what God has done. Sharing our testimonies is good at every level. In a large congregation, they can inspire faith and stimulate worship. However, it's particularly good when we can share our experiences in small groups, where we can be totally honest with one another, and where one person's testimony can trigger other people to share what they've been through. But probably the most important time to speak of what God has done is one-to-one. Within the intimacy of a private conversation, we can share our experiences and then explore them with one another. The most important thing is that we don't keep our testimonies to ourselves. They need to be shared. In the New Testament, we often find the Apostle Paul sharing the account of his conversion. But he also loved to speak of the new things that God was doing in his life. He travelled from church to church around the Eastern Mediterranean, bringing them up to date with the ways in which the Holy Spirit was blessing the church. And in his letters, he spoke openly and honestly about how God was using him, even when he was in prison and battling with his thorn in the flesh. Whoever we are, and whatever experiences we have, each of us has a unique account of what God has done in our lives, and we need to share it. Let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you're alive and at work in our lives day by day. Give us courage and determination to share our testimonies with others. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.